This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says it's the right time for Israel to scale back its military offensive in the Gaza Strip, even as Israeli leaders vow to intensify their operation against the territory's ruling Hamas militant group. The U.S. comments on Sunday exposed the growing differences between the close allies on the 100th day of the war. Also Sunday, Israeli warplanes struck targets in Lebanon following a Hezbollah missile attack in northern Israel that killed two Israeli civilians, an older woman and her adult son. The exchange of fire underscored concerns that Gaza violence could trigger wider fighting across the entire region. A war of words has erupted the day after Taiwan's presidential election. Taiwan accused China of making fallacious comments, and China criticized the U.S. for congratulating the winner. The verbal sparring on Sunday highlights a seemingly intractable divide over Taiwan's fate. It's a major flashpoint in U.S.-China relations at risk leading to an actual war in the future. Two former U.S. officials arrived in Taiwan on Sunday for post-election meetings with political leaders. The victory of Lai Ching-te in Saturday's election was a setback for China's efforts to bring Taiwan under its control. Leaders of talks on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's peace formula say a growing number of countries are working to help set the groundwork for Russia to join one day. It's an admittedly distant goal as a nearly two-year war grinds on and neither side willing to cede ground. The fourth such meeting of national security advisors was held in the Swiss town of Davos on Sunday.